this juncture, I would like to invite our pastor to come and share the word of God. It's good to see all of you. I can see some new faces in the house. May the God bless you for choosing to come and worship with us today. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Happy New Year. You know, I saw you last year. That's a long time. And I'm glad to see that all of you, the Lord has kept each one of you, has sustained you. In spite of the things that we went through in 2015, we are still here. Praise the Lord. And we have cause to rejoice over his faithfulness. We have cause to rejoice over the things that he has done in our lives. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about this year. You know, there are some of us who just wish 2015 will be done so that they can launch into the new year. There are some of you who favor was upon you and you want that favor to continue in 2015. Trust me, if you look upon the Lord, he will never disappoint you. Amen? Those things that we are looking upon the Lord to help us, he surely shall come through and help us so that we can fulfill our dreams. Praise the Lord. Even as a congregation, I'm looking forward whereby the things that we were not able to do in 2015, we'll start doing them in 2016. It is good to be optimistic. Say optimistic. Yeah, regardless of the things that you have gone through, it is good to have a positive attitude towards the things where you are going for. When you look on your left, when you look on your right, everything within the environment where you are, it may not be speaking that things are going to happen, but how many of you know that God still performs miracles? It might be an unsaved relative, it might be a sick relative, it might be an endeavor that you've pushed and pushed and pushed and you've never seen the end of it. As long as we can trust him who called us, he is faithful to bring it to accomplishment. Praise the Lord. And so I am excited to be in 2016. I'm excited about what God is about to do. In the next few weeks, I'll be speaking about what I have in my heart, you know, concerning us as a congregation towards 2016. 2015, we invested so much time in prayer. We came up here several days of the week, and we dedicated. I'm telling you, every Friday we came here for Acacia, and we called up, we bombarded the heavens, and we prayed for our families. We prayed for us, and we prayed that God would give us breakthrough. You know, I feel like in 2016 is a time to get out of the four corners of our church. Amen. Reaching out and telling other people about the goodness of the Lord. I was reading a scripture this morning and it really blessed me in the book of Revelation that blessed is the man who makes other people righteous. For his star his life shall be like a star that shines forever. Amen? So blessed is the man who makes other people righteous. As we go out and tell people about Jesus, as we represent the Lord in our places of work, wherever we are at any given time, let us pray that we shall be an epistle, that when people look at you, they can see Jesus in you. Amen? A solid and authentic representative of the Lord. Praise be to God. And I'm praying that in whatever that I'm going to do in 2016, I'm praying for the Lord's strength to enable me to represent him in 2016. That when an opportunity comes by me, I'm going to seize it and I'm going to tell somebody about the Lord. That I'm going to display love. I'm going to display kindness. I'm going to be there for my brothers and my sisters so that I can fulfill the call in my life. Praise the Lord. So this year is a year whereby we get out of the four corners. If you are going to be in your place of work, tell somebody about Jesus. If you're going to be in a place whereby you'll be traveling, just nudge somebody. Make yourself friendly to somebody. Tell them, introduce them to the King of Kings, and their lives will never be the same. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm excited about 2015. When I was thinking about what to share today, I've been reading and I've been asking God what to bring. The very first Sunday of the year. And while I was researching and when I was waiting upon God, I saw like our life is like a book. Amen? It's like a storybook. When you are born, you know, you a book was started. You know, you started writing your book, and probably you are young enough, and probably you couldn't even write the very few chapters of your first stages of life. Maybe your parents, maybe your whoever brought you up until the age where you started knowing that no, this is wrong, right? Those people started writing some chapters of your life. Praise the Lord. And I was feeling like every year that you have a series of books that you write. You know, at the end of every year, you know, there's a book that begins to be that you begin to write in the day one in the January 1st, and every day you are writing that little book. And you have a series. If you're like probably 20 years, you have 20 little booklets that talk about your life. Now, in those books, if we are to open each and every book, there could be pain, there could be success, there could be failure, there could be heartaches, there could be jubilation, there could be joy, and we can tell about your story. Amen? There's no way we can disconnect from where we come from. There's no way we can disconnect from people who brought us up. There's no way we can disconnect ourselves from things that we experienced in life. Praise be to God. Like, for example, when I think about myself, I grew up, you know, around the military. My parents were not military people, but I grew up near a military camp. So every now and then, whether I like it or not, I still, because in the morning they would wake up and they would go, hip, hip. Hip, hip, and they would run and singing and they would do exercises. Every time, believe you me, every time sometimes when I'm walking, I can hear those voices. Hip, 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 hip. There's no way we can disconnect ourselves from where we have come from. So it is part of your life, praise the Lord. But you know, the most important thing is to know that the future, every future that you have at any one given time holds bright future for you. Amen? It holds good things for you. It is bright because the Lord is in control. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And so when I thought about 2015, I don't know how, you know, your booklet for year 2015 reads. If we can open up that book today, would you be embarrassed if it were to be displayed for people to read? If we would send it to be a bestseller, I mean to be in the market today, in the U.S. market, would it become a bestseller? Probably yes, probably not. Praise the Lord. Sometimes, some of us, I don't think I would want anybody to read my book in 2005. Because, you know, in 2005 there are so many challenges. But what am I going to do as I review my booklet, my series, you know, my booklet in 2015? What am I seeing in my 2015 booklet? It is a good time as we begin the year to review what we went through in 2015. Praise be to God. Now, there are some things that we went through that we wouldn't want to experience. There are some heartaches that I went through in 2015 that I'm praying to God, please God, if it be your will, do not allow those things to come to me or towards me in 2016. But you know what? God is in control. You know, he says that if you know what? If I let a trial come your way, I am faithful and I am strong enough to create a way out of that trial that you might be going through. So if God chooses that I go through what I went through 2016, well, so be it. I know that I will trust him and that he will create a way out of it. Praise the Lord. But, you know, having said that, it is very important for us to learn that the mistakes or the heartaches or the things or the challenges that we went through in the year 2015. Some of those challenges might be stepping stones because you know when you go through a challenge, sometimes you may not have gone through that challenge before. But if a challenge presents itself of the same kind, then you have a point of reference, you know, from the last time you went through that thing. Praise the Lord. You know, some Englishmen, I don't know whether it's an Englishman, said, I don't know, they say, cheat me once, shame on me. What else do they say? They say that, Can you repeat that? Yeah, fool me once, Shame on me. On you. Yeah, yeah. Shame on you. But fool me twice. Shame on me. Why? Because we are supposed to learn from our challenges. Amen? Let the challenges that you went through in 2015 build the building blocks to where God wants you to go. Praise the Lord. Amen? Don't look at it as a failure. Let it be, take it as a learning point. You know what? I give my money to this person and I never investigated whether he was a good guy. Or I give my money to this project whereby everybody were buying this and I also put my money there. Get to think about it. It was a whole, you know, shoddy deal that I got involved in. You know, there's this, you know, let me tell you. We really want to progress. And the problem with us is if we hear of something that is taking place somewhere, we all want to go. Because I heard James Move is in it, because I heard Julius is in it, because I heard Pastor Tony is in it, I also want to go. Investigate about things that happen. But if you fail, pray to the enemy, let it be a learning point. Praise the Lord. Say that in 2016, I'm not going to fall prey into such a mistake again. Because I learned from what I went through in 2015. Praise be to God. So let us review our lives. However your book was, if you had successes, continue to trust God. It is not time to relax and say, you know what, I think I'm used to this. You know, there's some time when everything is going on well and everything, you know, your bank is fine in the bank, you're driving a nice car, living in a good home and you have good relationship and we have a tendency to relax. But let me tell you, the moment you feel like you have got it all together, things might happen. Amen? So let not anybody who thinks that they are strong to trust on their own understanding or their own capability, but let us trust on the Lord. Amen? Because without him, we can do nothing. Can somebody say an amen? Without him, we can do nothing. So the fact that you got it all together, you might be thinking that you got it all together. But it will take only one wrong mishap, and you'll be on your way towards things that you never expected to happen in your life. Praise be to God. So let us review our book life. That the challenges that we went through, the bumps on the road that we encountered, let those be learning lessons and stepping stones towards the place where God wants us to lead us. Now, the other thing I want to talk about in 2016, as you review your book life, it is important to know the aspects of life. There is the things that God has given us. For example, God has given us the basic things that we all need. For example, you cannot do without air. Amen? Those are basic things that the Lord has given us. Somebody say amen. You know, God has, you know, given us clothes. He has given us a shelter. And he has given us something to eat. If you have those, let those other things not worry you. For God will give you, even in accordance to how you desire. As long as you have fresh air and you can breathe, as long as you have clothes in your body, as long as you have food and shelter, you have reason to walk shoulder high because the Lord has endowed you with favor. Amen? Because there are many people in the world today who do not have clothes. Hello? There are many people today in the world who do not have an expectation of a plate of food. Hallelujah. Now you know that there are people who also don't have a shelter over their heads. There are people who just live under in tents. Praise the Lord. But let us be thankful to God for the things, the basic things that he has given us. But alongside with that, there are some aspects of life that we need to have a balance in. Praise the Lord. I was reading an article and it really inspired me about the aspects of life. Now, what are these five aspects of life that we need to have a balance? If you never had a balance in 2015 on these aspects, this would be the year whereby you put your foot down and I say, you know what? These are the five aspects of life that I need to have a balance in. Somebody say amen. Number one, God has given you empowerment to have a job and has given you an empowerment to have a career. You have a job, right? There are some people who may not have a job. But in due season, God is going to endow them and bless them with the work. Do you do a business? That is a gift that God has given you. Amen? And we need to work diligently with our hands. In fact, the Bible says, may God bless the work of our hands. Why would God say so? Because God expects each and every one of us to find something to do as long as we are alive. Amen? Do you love your job? If you didn't love your job, probably this would be a good point for you to start seeing the good things that your job offers. It offers you a paycheck at the end of every week. Amen? Do you know there are people who wake up in the morning and you know, they are so happy on Friday, or they are so happy on Saturday, if that is their Friday. You know, I've heard people say that, you know, somebody saying on Wednesday, oh, you know, this is my Friday. This, you know, long time ago, Friday used to be Friday, you know. But sometimes your Friday may be Wednesday, you know, and that is the day when you take a day off. And so you're able to do the things that are related to you, or, you know, meet, you know, the family things, take children out. So your Friday may be a different day of the week. Praise the Lord. But there are people who are very happy on their Friday, but very sad on their Monday. You know, when we wake up in the morning and you're imagining that you're going to that work, you dread it. It is time to ask God, God, give me, let me see the positive things that this job offers. For if we are trusted with what, if we are trustworthy in the little that God has given us, guess what? God has greater things for you in store. Amen? If you've been serving that boss, even though he has been so naughty and he has been so unfair and he has been really speaking words, but you've been serving him diligently, let me tell you, God has something better in store for you. But something is not going to come our way when we are working and we are grumbling and we are, whatever we are doing, you're doing it just for the sake of doing. You know, by the way, you know, it happens. Do you know, does it happen in our day today? Sometimes we take our work just like that. If you're taking care of a person, and you've heard me say this, you know, that person looks like he's a nag to you, and you're mistreating them, you know? If Jesus would just show up and see what you're doing, you'd be going, Lord, I repent right now, for fire would be coming down. You know, what are those secret things you do in your work? Are you faithful to your employer? Praise be to God. And that place that you call work gives you finances. Amen? That God uses that job to bless you financially. Praise the Lord. Without that job, you'd never have a paycheck at the end of the week. Amen? And so God expects us also to take care of the finances that he has given us. You know, sometimes we see, like, when I have a paycheck at the end of the week, it is because of the strength that I give and the output that I give towards this job. Surely it is. But who gave you that strength? It is God who gave you that strength. Praise the Lord. And so when you get that paycheck, take it and honor God with it. Say, God, there are many people who would want to hold in their hands a paycheck like I'm holding, but they are not able to hold it. But I hold a paycheck in my hand. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity. Do you know how many people in the world today would want to work in the place where you work? But they don't have access to that place of work. So even the finances, once you get them, you know, it is a noble thing to treat that paycheck with honor. In other words, this is what I'm coming to. Do not spend more than you earn. Amen. Why are you saying anybody here? When you get that paycheck, calculate all your needs and let us spend. If you get, say, for example, if this is your paycheck, $600, make sure that all your budgeting is within $500, and so that you can at least invest $100. Because how does God, the Bible says that it is God who empowers us, listen, it is in Deuteronomy chapter number 8, verse number 18. Hear what the Bible says. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Amen? It is God himself who gives us the ability to produce what? Come on, say it like you mean it. Say, I'm going to be wealthy. Okay, I think this side is responding well. Can you say, I'm going to be wealthy? You know, I'm looking at your mouth whether you are saying it. So, can you say, I'm going to be wealthy? Now, this side. Say, I'm going to be wealthy. You see, let me tell you, can I give you a secret? The moment you pronounce those words, they have a creative power. And they are going into some spheres and some areas that you may not understand, and they begin to create the environment for you to be wealthy. But when I say, I'm going to be wealthy, you know, there are some people who are saying, no, I don't think maybe Pastor Ndumia, you know, but I'm going to be wealthy. It is God who has empowered me to become wealthy. And how is God going to empower you? By sending you ideas to start new businesses. By maybe connecting with another divine connection to get another better job. So that you can, he'll give you even the articulative ideas of how to manage your finances. Praise the Lord. Amen? So work. It is God that has given you. The book of 3 John, verse number 1-3. The third epistle of John, chapter number 1, verses 2. Listen to what the Bible says. Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. Praise the Lord. Does God want us to prosper? Does God want us to prosper? I will say again, does God want us to prosper? Praise the Lord. God wants us to prosper. Proverbs 10:22. The blessings of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it. The blessings of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it. And in the book of Ecclesiastes 9:11, I'll close on that particular aspect. This is what it said. I love this. By the way, this is one of my favorite verses. This is what the Bible says. I have seen something else under the sun. The race is not for the swift, or the battle to the strong. Nor does food come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned. But time and chance happens to them all. Praise the Lord. Amen? Let me tell you, wealth has not been reserved for the educated. The race has not been reserved for the swift. Amen? Big things have not been reserved for the Steve Jobs. Let me tell you, but God says that opportunity and time has been open to all. Therefore, it means even Tony Wainaina, who may not even know how a computer works, still has the same chance. Praise be to God. Even Pastor Chi from Zambia still stands the same chance. If only we present ourselves to God and say, God, I'm willing and I'm ready and I'm able to do that which you have prepared for me. God has that opportunity for you as well. Opportunity has been opened for everybody. Amen? It doesn't say it has been opened for those that have paper and documentations to live in America. I have seen people who have made it well and they don't even have papers to live in America. Why? Because they have believed in themselves. Glory be to Jesus. Stop worrying and stop complaining and stop murmuring and saying, I cannot do this because of this impediment. God says that opportunity has been opened for everybody. In 2016, I want you to see yourself as a candidate to be blessed, as a candidate to be favored, as a candidate to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. Are you listening to me? Amen. So God has given you work. Number two, health. Health. Is it God's plan for you to be healthy? The scripture that we just read in the book of the third John? It says, "Beloved, I pray that in all aspects you may prosper and be in good health." Somebody say, "Good health." How is good health gonna come to us? Let me tell you. I learned now. That, you know what? Good health is not going to come to us by osmosis. You know, we are not going to eat there and have, you know, ugali and gima every time. And, a big ugali. And, you know, so I'm enjoying the fruit of the land. And you think, health is going to come to you by osmosis? No. Say, I am the one who is going to work out so that I can be healthy. We have to be intentional in 2016. Amen? Women, listen to me. Listen to me, mamas. Do you have any ladies here? Blessed ladies of the house? Blessed ladies, can you wave back at me? Wave it like you mean it. Praise the Lord. God has put you in position because you're the one who prepare food in our homes. Amen? And men who prepare food, let me see. Praise the Lord. Men who cook. Yes, yes, I see that. You see? Oh, hallelujah. You men who lifted up your hands also know that you have a responsibility to create a healthy environment in your homes. Amen? Amen? It is time we go online. It's time we research what is healthy for us. You know, back in the day, we used to unashika ugali, you eat and eat and eat mpaka tumbo inakaa hivi. You know, gone are those days. There's an epidemic of diabetes in the whole world. And we have to be intentional in the way we eat. Praise the Lord. In 2016, we cannot just be saying, oh, I don't have time even to cook. I don't even have time to this. I got to run to my second and my third job. Unapitia McDonald's, unagonga ki Big Mac. You gong a Big Mac every day? Let me tell you guys. If you have been eating Big Mac, it is going to Big Mac you. I'm telling you. It is time we be intentional in the way we eat. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. Am I speaking something? The book of 1 Timothy chapter number 4 verse 8. Listen to what the Bible says. For physical training is some value. Physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. So physical exercise has, I know some people are laughing here. When was the last time even you walked around the block of your neighborhood? You've been giving us excuses. Unajua kuna some guys who stay at the corner there and I'm really afraid of them. No. This is America. When was the last time that you walked around the block? When was the last time you visited a park and you just did one lap? Wacha kucheka. Let me tell you. God has blessed us to be in this wonderful country. You know, by the way, you can even do exercise in your house. You know, there are some exercises, some videos you can download online. Like Insanity. I don't know why they give it that name. It is the way you do that rigorous exercise. I think Julius asked, you know, you remember Julius? He introduced me to Insanity. And let me tell you, that workout is really insanity. But you can do it at a corner, a 4x4, just in your house, and you'll be sweating. Praise the Lord. In 2016, can we be intentional in our health? Amen? Why are you refusing to say amen? You know what? It is not where you are right now. I am not where I want. To be honest with you, I am not where I want. Can I be open to you? I need to lose some pounds. Can we say this thing in the church? I need to start working out. I started. I want to be intentional about it. Go see your doctor. Let them do a physical on you. Are you guys going out now? Are you really so? Visit your doctor. Let them check your sugar levels. When was the last time we went to a doctor to check even your sugar levels? Your high blood, your blood pressure. Huh? By the way, Sammy, you need to give us that address of that doctor. You are telling me that they charge only like $30. They can do a whole, if you don't have insurance, you can go and have a whole physical body. I mean, a checkup of your body for only $30. You can get $30 to eat Big Macs every week. You can have $30 to have a whole complete checkup of your body. Somebody say amen if you're really being blessed. It is very important. In 2016, why am I talking about these things? You know what? God wants your body to live another 60 years. Because if you die right now in the next 10 years, who is going to evangelize? Who is going to tell other people about Jesus? That's why it's very important for us to be healthy so that we can take care of our children, teach them about the Lord, and take care of our posterity. Longevity is a blessing. Amen? I want to live 100+ years so that I can tell people about Jesus. So I can preach this Jesus even to my children and to my children's children. Amen? I can tell them about the faithfulness of God. But I can't tell them about the faithfulness of God when I cannot even bend my knee because I didn't do something that I was supposed to do. I'll be going, ow! We have to be intentional in being healthy. Praise the Lord. Amen? Isaiah 55:2. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good. It is there in the Bible. Let me tell you, Bible has everything. Eat what is. Eat what is. Okay. Eat what is. Okay, mstari wa hapo mbele hapo katikati kwenda pande. Eat what is. Eat what is good. That is what Isaiah, the prophet, edifies us. Eat what is good and delight yourself in rich food. Rich food as in healthy foods, okay? So they were telling me, you know the good thing about our church? We have so many people who are medical people. And so they know about health. But I'm just emphasizing these things. They say that half of your plate every time of your meal should be consisted of vegetables and fruits. Fruits and vegetables. And the other portion you divide it according to a little bit more protein and a little ugali. But some people, the way we do it is 3/4 of the plate. A little egima. 3/4 of the plate is ugali. And just a little powder. I don't like vegetables. You know people, Jeff, by the way, they have this. I don't like even to see them. They are healthy for you. Praise be to Jesus. We got to be intentional. And we have to have a balance in these things. Okay, number three. I'm almost done here. Number three, I call it learning. We have to have personal development. God intended for you to have personal development. God never put us here on planet Earth and just can't. You know, somebody asks you, where is Ukraine? And you cannot, you what? You know, some of you don't even read news, for heaven's sake. We only read about Jumbo Newsport, but we don't read about international news. We need to be aware of what happens around us. Praise the Lord. How are you going to be praying for your city when you don't know who are the leaders of your city? It is important for you to know who is your mayor. Is there your councilman? So that we can pray about them. Get a topic. Like, I'm interested in reading about the stars. Sometimes I'll just Google Pluto. And I want to know. It's not that I'll go to Pluto or anything. But I want to know what is Pluto. God created it. So God created it there, not just for a show. But he wants me to learn about it. And I was watching it to see how NASA has been sending out a satellite and clear pictures of, you know, some of you will say that is waste of time. No, I don't want to do that. I better be hitting my double. But you know what? God wants us to be intentional in our personal development. Let us be people. You know, I like Americans, but they are, you know, Americans, most of them are, you can talk about sports and you know they are naming even some players, you know. Oh, you know this team like the Eagles. They are naming all the like the backliners and the backers and the people who, you know, the attackers. You know, see, you can see my ignorance in football. But you can tell them if when you come to basketball, they know the teams, how many teams and what team beat this other team and which team is flopping. And these guys, they have never even stepped in on a field. But they have this eagerness to know about some things. Let us be people. See, the Bible talks about the sons of Issachar. That they knew their times. Amen? We should know also our times. Let us not be ignorant. Let us have that personal development. Praise the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalms 32, verse number 8. Listen, we need to find mentors. There's no other great mentor than the Bible. And listen, this is what the Lord says. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. Don't you love that? That I will instruct you. Somebody say instruct you. So who is an instructor? An instructor is somebody who instructs me of something that I don't know. Amen? That means the Lord is capable to instruct me of some things that I may not know. And I will teach you. Who is a teacher? A teacher is somebody who has the capacity of knowledge that I may not have. So he comes to teach me. Amen? I become a student. So the Lord says, I will teach you in the way you should go. That means there's a way that each and every one of us has been made. The Lord has made a way for each and every one of us. And sometimes that way may not be very clear. And we need somebody to help us and instruct us that when I get to point B, I need to make a left. Because if I make a right, then I'll be going to the wrong destiny. Are you listening to me? So we need to be in touch with the Lord so that he can instruct us the way we need to go. Lord, am I going to start this business? Lord, am I going to marry this woman? Lord, am I get married to this man? And I had one time Bishop Jake saying that, Lord, if you know, that if this beautiful woman who was presented to me, I feel like I'm just about to get married. I feel that everything about me is leading me towards getting married. But Lord, if you know that in the future with this beautiful lady, the things are going to go kaput and things are going to go swai-wai and things are going to get broken and I'm going to have this, things are going to be bad. Lord, shut every door. Close every window. Amen? So that I may not get into it. That is how God is going to instruct you. Lord, if you know, I feel an affinity to do this business. But Lord, if you know that along the way, if I'm going to get some mess arounds, if I'm not, I'm going to go get some hiccups, Lord, shut every door. Disconnect every divine connection so that I may not step into it. What may look as appealing before my eyes may not be the actual thing, oh Lord. Therefore, teach me, instruct me the way I should go. He is the best mentor. Are you listening to me? He is the best mentor. And let me tell you, God, if this is the way that you need me to go, let every door open. Let every clearance open. As I step it, let me feel the peace of the Lord. Let the comfort of the Lord engulf me. As I launch into it, let me know that it is your perfect will. And let me tell you, when a lot of us, we have many problems in our relationships because we missed the mark when we were getting it just in the happiness of the hour and we were so excited. The reason why we are having breakdowns and things happening in our life is because we never engage the Lord. He says, engage me and I will instruct you and teach you the way you ought to go. He is the best mentor. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Look for a mentor, a person who encourages you. In year 2016, I refuse to go along with negative people. Let me tell you guys, if somebody doesn't have a positive attitude towards their own life, and you call them your friends, how are they going to have a positive attitude towards you? Are you listening to me? It is time to switch off slowly. So don't switch at once, because you might discourage them, but switch them slowly. I have realized that brother so-and-so, I've realized that this guy who so-and-so, I realize this lady, every time I talk to her about personal development, she is very negative. You know what? I'll start stepping back slowly, slowly. And I'll start pulling up my antenna so that I can see if God will be sending somebody who will be encouraging me in what I'm just about to do. Amen? And slowly, Brother Ben will call me, he'll say, hey, I hear that you're doing this. Congratulations. God bless you. I say, hey, who are you? My name is Ben, and I would like to get to know you better. And every time I get to know him, he is encouraging me. He is lifting my spirit up. How many of you don't need somebody to lift up their spirits? Because sometimes we are down. Amen? Toby Mark sang a song and says, sometimes, you know, the shine may not shine and you don't know why. Right? I'm not going to complain. Why did the sun not shine? Because God said so. But in the midst of the sun not shining in your life, I need somebody to tell you, don't worry, tomorrow it will shine on you. Amen? Not somebody to tell you, oh, you know what, I see darkness from here now going on. You will never see a sun anymore. You are completely done. That kind of a person, you really need to go back slowly and distance yourself. Amen? You need a mentor. The greatest mentor there is this word. Amen? In 2016, let us get glued to this word. Listen to it in your place of work. Listen to it as you drive. Listen to it as you sleep. Listen to it as you eat. Listen to it. Amen? It will give you educational material that you've never seen before. Am I talking to somebody? If you're blessed, say amen. Hallelujah. Number four, social aspect. God has given you the gift of becoming a social being. No man is an island. Amen? God never created us to be loners. Look at anybody who wants to be a loner, wants to do their things by themselves, doesn't want to participate when other people have other things. Watch their lives. See how it ends up. They end up as a loner. But God has created us to be social beings. Having a relationship with our family, having a relationship with our children, having a relationship with our spouses if you're married, having a relationship with other people. Amen? It is a God-given blessing that you cannot just throw through the window. So, in all these things that we are talking, I know you're reviewing your life and you say, God, how was my life in 2015? Did I ever participate in a friend's birthday? Did I ever participate in a friend when they were bereaved? Did I even pick up a phone and call them to tell them I'm sorry for your loss? Or was I just thinking about me, myself, and I? God never created for you to be a me, myself, and I. Somebody say amen. Even if you're not believing this, I'm believing it myself and I'm getting blessed myself. God never created any one of us to be a me, myself, and I. God created us to be social beings. Amen? To love what other people do. To appreciate the gift of God. Amen? When you see somebody, God delivering somebody from a heartache or from a disease, and God coming and creating a miracle, giving somebody a brand new kidney, we need to rejoice and give God the glory, for He is the one who has done it. Amen? Somebody who has not had a job for more than 2 years and suddenly God gives them a job, we need to celebrate with them and tell them, oh, glory be to God for what He has done. By the way, let me tell you, in the new year we had a service here. And let me tell you, we had a chances of giving testimonies. We didn't even test a little bit of preaching. But you'll be amazed what people have gone through. There are people who have gone through difficult situations among us. And yet you see them with happy faces, but people have gone through difficult things. God needs to help us so that we can interact with each other and so that we can know what people are going through, what we are going through, so that you can pray for me, so that you can stand with me. Amen? Whenever two or three shall agree on anything that touches on them, and when they call their Father, the Father in heaven sees that need and He does it for them. Amen? Praise the Lord. God has called us to be social beings. Praise be to God. Exodus 20:12. Honor your parents. See what the Bible tells us. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God has given you. How many of you, when was the last time you talked to your father? If he is still alive. When was the last time you talked to your mom? How do you regard your mother? Do you pray for them? Do you just think about them and maybe they did something wrong and you say, you know what? I'm independent now. I can do my own things. No. But God says, honor your father and your mother. There are many ways you can honor your parents. And I'm talking to young people who will still have their parents. Honor them. Pray for them. Regard them highly. Amen? If you have some extra money, send them even $20. You know, sambaza some phone money for them. My mother called me and he tells me, oh, Tony, you have real estate. Can you sambaza even? And let me tell you, just $5. What is $5 in America? I mean, it's money, but I mean, to some of us, you know, it's pocket change, right? But you can sambaza the $5 even to a loved one. And let me tell you, they'll keep on praying for you. Are you listening to me? God has called us to be social beings. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 6:1. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. I'm speaking for you who have parents. You need to regard your parents. Amen? Sui, when you see your dad, respect him. When you see, I know you respect him, but I'm just stupid. Call them sir. If he's your daddy, call them. Is mom? Yes, ma'am. Or mommy. Respect. When they send you, hallelujah. Don't grumble. It's a blessing. The Bible says that we need to honor and respect our parents. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Genesis 18:19. I'm almost done. For I've chosen him that he may command his children in his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring Abraham what he had promised. This is speaking to Abraham, a promise to Abraham that he had chosen him to command his children to love the Lord and the entire household. Amen. The Lord has called for us to be our brother's keeper. Amen? We ought to be our brother's keeper. And now that you are born again, you have extended brothers in the Lord. We are called to be our brother's keepers. Amen? When you hear somebody has a problem, you know what? You are their keeper. Amen? And when Cain killed Abel, the first thing that came out to the Lord was a cry of his blood spilled out by his brother. And he said, why is this blood crying out to me? And Cain tells the Lord, am I my brother's keeper? And God just fell short of telling him, yes, you are. God has called us to be our brother's keepers. Amen? Let us not capitalize on people's weaknesses. Who doesn't have weaknesses? Let us not be people in 2016 who backstab others. If you see somebody naked, you know, not literally naked, because that's not what I'm talking about. If you see somebody, you know, naked, virtually naked, Don't go and remove everything that they, you know, that the ritual that they have. Amen? Go to a spiritual or whatever you need to go to a store, buy him some clothes. I'm not talking about a literal store. Come and with them. Ufunike uchiao. Sindio? Cover their nakedness. Amen? How are you going to cover their cover somebody's nakedness? By talking good about them. By refraining from talking bad things about them. In 2016, I'm telling God that any report that comes out of my mouth, help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord, that I want good report concerning each and every one of us. Then even in my cubicle, when in my small 2x4, wherever I'll be, I'll be thinking good thoughts about Monene. I'll be thinking good thoughts about Pastor Junius. I'll be thinking good thoughts about Ruth. Amen? I'll be thinking good thoughts about Wamboya. I'll be thinking good thoughts about Lois. I'll be thinking good thoughts about each and everyone. Let me tell you, when you do that, God sees from the heaven and he unleashes such a blessing that falls you and you are a candidate to be used by God. Amen? Then I'll also be this, oh, you see that, this one, it's no loser. You know? We are not supposed even to use those words, loser, stupid, cuckoo. Let me tell you, some things people talk where they are not within the house of the Lord. Even some things people have told me and I'm like, oh wait, you're saying that those things? Huh? Anyway, let me not even go there. But let us be our brother's keeper. Amen? Let us not neglect the coming together of each other. In Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking our assembling together. In 2016, if there's going to be an assembly that has been called for us to participate, let us participate. Amen? And fifth, and this is the most important, spiritual aspect in life. Amen? Spiritual aspect. When we have worked, when we have taken care of the social, when we have taken care of the work, when we have taken care of the what else do we talk about? When you have taken about personal development, when you have taken care of what else did I leave behind? Remind me. We have the social, we have the work and the finances, we have the what? Health. Yeah, after we've gone to the gym and after we've gone around the block, what else do we talk about? Personal development, yes? We cannot neglect the spiritual aspect. Very, very important. We got to get connected to God. In 2015, if you never had chances, let me tell you, the devil has this habit of making it feel like you're wasting time reading the Bible. The devil has a thing of making you feel like you're wasting time to kneel down and pray. You know, this morning I was reading about Daniel. Man, let me tell you. I just woke up and I felt I wanted to read about Daniel, chapter number 6. And he talks about Daniel was an exile. I'm just about to conclude. Listen. He was an exile taken in by King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. But before that, he was, I think, the king. Cyrus was the king in those days. And then he appointed 120 satraps. Listen. 120 satraps. And among them, he selected, I think, 3 or 4 of them. Some of you can remember. 3 or 4 of them who would be in charge of these satraps. Now, these satraps were like governors who would rule or make decisions on behalf of the king. And so when these there were three satraps, among them was Daniel. And he was chosen because he was so dedicated to his service of the Most High. Daniel was without any blemish. He was a man of integrity. He was an authentic man. And so he pleased, you know, his demeanor and his characteristics, his character and his personality. The king just loved him. Because of the way he loved his God. You know, in fact, the Bible says that he used to pray 3 times a day. In the morning and in the noontime and in the evening. And so they decided, oh no, this Daniel anonekana mtu kimbelembele. Let me tell you, the moment you make a decision to serve God, there will be people who will come in opposition for you, against you. So they decided, what can we make Daniel fall down? Because he looks like his personality is endearing him to the king and he's becoming prominent and he's becoming getting promotion and promotion. What are we going to do? They tried him, whether he would defraud the government or he would do sneaky things. They found none that they would accuse him of. But they thought, there's one thing that Daniel will never do. He will never do anything against his God. And so they made the king make a decree that anybody within the next 30 days, everybody would bow before him and worship him. And they say, this is the only way we can get Daniel. And so they go and they make a decree, they convince the king, and the king is convinced, and he made it with a seal. It could not be revoked. And he said, surely everybody who would not bow before the king, he would be thrown into the den of lions. And guess what? Daniel, he went back home that day and he found out that they had passed a decree, and he knew that they made this decree because of him. But you know what? The Bible says that he went down, open up the window that opened up towards the city of Jerusalem, and he knelt down as he had always done. Let me tell you, I saw that and I said, God, may you help me. You know, he knelt down towards the window that opened towards Jerusalem, and he prayed as he had always done for God to give him help. Guess what? These two other satraps came and found him doing this, and they said to Memushika Sasa, eh? The king made a decree that no one would worship the king, would worship anybody else other than the king. And they went and they told the king. But the king loved Daniel. Let me tell you, when we love God, when we are drawn to having a fellowship with God, God is going to clothe you with a demeanor that will make you attractive to other people. Can I hear an amen? In 2016, may it be to each one of us that we will draw closer to having a relationship with God. That it will be so solid that God will clothe us with a demeanor that even as you walk in your place of work, nobody will be able to point a finger at you just because of your relationship with God. Amen? And so they went to the king and they told him, we found the man who is worshiping other than someone else other than you. And he said, oh, who is the man? The man is Daniel. He said, oh my God, I can't believe it. These guys, they really tricked me. And they said, well, I signed a declaration, and so this man had to be thrown into the den of lions. And guess what? They took Daniel and they threw him into the den of lions. But guess what? The Lord, because of the love that he had with Daniel. See, if you have a relationship with me every day, calling me and we're having this conversation and we are loving on each other. I mean, you know, I'm not talking about what some of you might be thinking. You know, like a cordial relationship. You know, we are loving and encouraging each other. I'm calling Julius and he's calling me. Brother, how are you doing today? How was your day? Was your day challengeful? You know, God is going, you're going to make it. Let me tell you, if he hears something about me, he's going to do anything to protect me. Amen? And that is what we need to have with all of us in 2016. Having such a relationship, Brother Francis, that you not even doubt my love for you. You see what I'm trying to say? So God sent an angel all the way from heaven and put him in the den of lions. These lions were kept hungry all the day. And they never even touched Daniel. And the next morning, the king, in fact, the Bible says, the king could not sleep that day. He tossed in his bed and he could long for the morning to come. And very early in the morning, he woke up and he ran. And just before he got to the lion of dens, it is like he was thinking, God, is he there? Has he died? What did I do? But he called. Daniel, the servant of the Most High God, is like even this king knew that there was a Most High God. And Daniel said from the den of lions, O king, live forever. And I was thinking those were the most sweetest words that the king would want to hear. Amen? God was going to protect you in 2016 when you serve him. Amen? It doesn't matter whether there are people who are going to dig graves for you. There are people who will even do a funeral service for you. But you know what? As long as I'm serving the Lord of heaven, he is going to protect me. Amen? I dare you to have a solid relationship in 2016 with Jehovah. And you know he will not disappoint us. No matter the things that we are going to encounter, he is going to be there by our side. Praise be to God. And let me tell you, they removed Daniel. And everybody who accused Daniel falsely was thrown into the den of lions. The Bible says that they never hit the ground. Because by the time, it is like the lions were waiting. You are the ones who caused an angel to come and shut our mouths here. Mutaona. The Bible says that all their bones were crushed. Let me tell you, those people that have been speaking words against you, you watch. Watch. They better get ready, because I'm getting ready to have a solid relationship with God. And everybody who has been digging my grave, they will get inside of it. Are you listening to me? Do not be intimidated. In 2006, walk boldly. Anybody who tells you no, say, until God says no, I am not stopping. There are some people who are going to buy houses, and I'm speaking prophetically now. In 2016, God is going to put you a desire to own a home. I want you to know it is the right decision, and God is putting it in your heart. Somebody say amen. Somebody is thinking to start a new business in 2016. If it's the Lord who's put it in your heart, I want you to go ahead. Even if they say no, say, I am still going ahead. I don't believe your no, because your no is not coming from my God. God says, "I yes." Keep going on and do not lose heart. Amen. Hallelujah. You shall make it in 2016. I will make it in 2016. We as a church shall make it in 2016. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet. Amen. Whatever it takes, life does not consist of one just aspect. Work, 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 work. Neither does it consist of the other aspects that I talked about in singleness. But all these aspects need to be balanced. You know, it is only the Lord who can give us a balance, because all these things are as important as each other. We need good health. We need to have personal development. We need to work so that we can have money. But God needs to give us this balance in 2016. Amen. And it's only God who can help us. Father, in the name of Jesus, you have gone forth. And I thank you, Father, because you're faithful. For those who will apply themselves to portions of that message, I pray that it be well with them. And for those who never even gained any meaning, Lord, I pray by the time they get to their homes, this message will have a great meaning in their lives. And see the need, Father, to balance our lives, to take care of one another, Father, to be our brother's keeper in the name of Jesus. The work of the ministry is not given to only a few people, but is delegated to all of us. We all are supposed to be our brother's keeper. I pray in this year, Lord, that we shall love you more than we loved you. We shall have time to pray, time to read the word, and we shall be equipped, O Lord, yes, in the word, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you shall bless each and every one of us, O Lord. In whatever we determine to do, O God, I pray that you shall grant us divine connections in the name of Jesus. Open our inner eyes that we may see the goodness of the Lord. Father, your word tells us that you've never withhold anything to those that love you. Father, let that scripture, let that promise be fulfilled in 2016 to each and every one of us. There are people who are going to aspire to have a business. There are people who are going to aspire to buy a new home. There are people who are going to aspire to do things that they never even dreamt to have. Lord, I pray that there may be a clear way for them in the name of Jesus. How is it going to happen? I do not know. But you are the God of miracles, and you're still performing miracles. I dare us to trust you, Lord, this year in the name of Jesus. I declare that none of us will be sick this year. I declare that we'll be healthy. In the name of Jesus. You've told us to walk in wisdom and knowledge. And Father, the wisdom that you've given us is that we may be healthy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Open up our minds. Let us have your mind, O God, that we may see things the way you see them. In the name of Jesus. Above everything, Lord, I pray that we shall be men and women who will desire to reach out and tell others about the Lord. There are young people who are getting lost, Lord, in drunkenness. There are women who are out there who do not even have hope. My God, I pray that we shall be agents of heaven to tell them about you. And perchance that we shall invite them to bring them to the church, to the house of God, that they will hear the word, this giving word, the word of God. Father, we commit ourselves, even in 2016, this being the first Sunday, we together commit ourselves to your hands. Guide, instruct us, and teach us according to your word. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Give Jesus a mighty hand clap offering.